The Surrey Police Union is charging Mayor Brenda Locke with circulating misinformation that two-officer Surrey Police Service patrol cars will mean increased costs to taxpayers. In contrast, the majority of Surrey Mounties patrol alone, except in training or in some specialized units. The presence of two officers in patrol cars enhances response times to emergency situations requiring two officers, facilitating quicker interventions and resolution of critical incidents, SPU spokesman Ryan Burig stated in a press release issued April 25. This approach prioritizes officer safety and improves outcomes for victims, witnesses, and the public. Read also, Surrey Police Service Chief Lipinski defends plan to have two officers per police car. Burig noted two officer cars means fewer vehicles on the road, not an increase in the number of officers. This consolidation allows for streamlined operations and reduced costs associated with vehicle maintenance, fuel consumption, and overall fleet management. Union President Rick Stewart weighed in. Mayor Locke's assertion that two-person patrol cars will increase costs is misleading, Stewart said. It distracts from the fundamental principle that the same number of officers are deployed in either scenario, ensuring two officers arrive at high-risk calls at the same time. In fact, strategic implementation of two-person patrol vehicles enhances service delivery, decreases police use of force, and improves police response times. Surrey Police Service Chief Constable Norm Lipinski defended assigning two police officers per patrol car as he took questions from Surrey Council members on September 11, 2023, noting that it's part of the SPS's collective agreement and every major city police force in Canada has two officer cars. "It's pretty hard to do, to wait for backup, when you hear somebody screaming inside a house," he told council. Read also, Surrey Police Union denied intervener status in transition court case.